Monday, the original Pancake House in Dallas was the backdrop as Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Abbott received the Texas Restaurant Association's endorsement for governor.
And I intend to follow up on this endorsement by eating pancakes.
At the same time, lawyers from Abbott's Attorney General's office were in a federal courtroom in Austin defending new abortion restrictions scheduled to go into effect October 29th. They are the restrictions Abbott's Democratic opponent for governor, Senator Wendy Davis, famously filibustered in June and temporarily derailed with the help of bill opponents gathered at the Capitol.
The actions intended by our state leaders on this particular bill hurt Texans.
Abortion providers are asking the judge to delay the implementation of the bill, which bans most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requires doctors performing the abortions to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. There are also new rules for pill-induced abortions. Bridget Amiri with the American Civil Liberties Union says those restrictions violate the U.S. Constitution's guarantee for access to a legal abortion. Because, she says, they will cause many clinics to close.
Actually, they are doing it to put abortion providers out of business, and that's exactly what's going to happen as a result of this law.
Abbott disagrees. He says the U.S. Supreme Court has given states the right to protect a mother's health.
We've seen some horrific examples across the country where women's health was damaged because of these procedures, and I think the law passed by the state legislature takes a step forward in protecting women's health.
Abbott's job as Attorney General requires his office to defend laws passed by the legislature, but he is also solidly pro-life and a supporter of the new legislation. Davis is pro-choice, but says she's also concerned that women will have fewer options for affordable pap smears, breast exams, and other health care if the clinics are forced to close. The federal judge in Austin will continue hearing arguments today. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.